From Colorado Public Radio News, I'm Anna Pinoca. More evacuation notices went out today for residents west of Fort Collins, where the High Park fire has burned about 43,000 acres. The fire is 5% contained, with 500 people working to keep the blaze from destroying more homes. The Fort Collins Loveland Airport is playing a key role in those efforts. As KUNC's Grace Hood reports, the small commuter airport between the two cities is being used as a landing and refueling space for single-engine air tankers and helicopters.
A thick, milky haze hung in the sky Tuesday morning, preventing most of the 26-engine aircraft assigned to the fire from lifting off. During the delay, Airport Director Jason Lacone hopped in his pickup and took me out to the tarmac for a tour.
I think that the coolest thing is how everybody's working together to achieve a common goal here. There's a lot of different organizations, whether they be government groups or private contractors, and they're all working together to get this fire put out.
We pull up to a giant orange helicopter, a so-called sky crane or snorkel helicopter. It has a giant hose that sucks up 2,600 gallons of water to drop over hot spots.
Horsky Air Crane is one of the most complex pieces of machinery, requires a lot more maintenance and just overall upkeep to maintain it flying.
They can stay in the air for about 2.5 hours, but come back to the airport for refueling. The single-engine air tankers, or seat planes, are parked off to one side of the central landing strip. Two small white aircraft with red markings sit next to a fire-retardant tank.
A lot of people ask us what these crazy markings are on the seat ramp. They're very unique markings on the ground. They look almost like volleyballs, but they're designed so that two aircraft can pull up and load the chemical, and the pilots are able to visually see where they need to be exactly.
As we drive toward three Black Hawk helicopters at the opposite end of the tarmac, we move past small recreational planes.
A lot of our aircraft that are tied down on the ramp, we've been shuffling them around constantly to make sure that we have enough room for everybody.
They've been roped down because of the wind.
And there's the gas station.
Yep. We have quite a bit of activity with our refueling trucks here. Jet Center is the company that runs our fixed base operation.
The Army Green Blackhawks are the latest addition in from the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Kansas National Guard. The airport's busy now, but even more aircraft are expected to join the fight in the next few days. I'm Grace Hood.
This is Colorado Public Radio News.